me between episodes time.
Okay.
I'm looking at my disappointing Christmas tree. It's the first time, like, decorating my Christmas tree where I just kind of lost the... I don't know. I put the lights on, and I was like, I didn't feel like doing the ornaments, all that kind of stuff.
So
my
son
was supposed to be here decorating.
You lost
the
Christmas spirit?
I did. I lost it. And
you should have turned on Elf.
I know. I don't know. Something about watching it by myself is just not as much fun as watching it with the kiddo. Same thing with decorating the tree. I was just like, eh. So there it is, a disappointing Christmas tree.
So
green
that,
and yellow and red lights, just
will
it, whatever.
Will it always be disappointing? Or
not next year.
No, I'm saying this year.
Yes, it will
always
be disappointing.
Is Caleb going to help you put up the ornaments?
He might, if I decide to pull them out. I think at this point I'm like, pfft. I mean, usually I have my tree up by like mid-November, and I'm somebody like, I'll be thinking of how I'll do different themes each year. Like one year I did, because it's a fake tree, I wrapped the center pole with red, and then I did blue and green on the outside, because it was a year that The Force Awakens was coming out.
Yeah,
and
great idea.
Yeah, and then the year before, one of the years I did a candy cane theme, so I striped, I did a diagonal stripe.
Oh,
red and white
yeah.
lights down the down, and it actually came out really well. And then I did like, you know, silver and white and red ornaments, and that was it. It was a candy cane. It was my favorite one actually that came out. And this year I just was, I don't know, so many other things were going on. It's just been kind of hectic and busy past couple months.
Yeah,
and so
I
just sort of. So I keep looking at it. And I'm like, it's almost better not to have a tree than have that pathetic excuse for a decorated Christmas tree.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not pleased with it.
Wow.
Only one other time have I had a tree that I was even less impressed with than this one.
Well, hello. Nice to meet you, Ebenezer.
I know, right?
Nice to meet you.
One year I tried to do...
Bah humbug to you,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. Well, no, I love Christmas, and it's just like, I look at my tree, and I'm like, oh, Jason. I mean, it's not horrible, but it just without the ornaments, it's just kind of plain. But yeah. I'm just like, I just don't feel like doing it.
Now, right here is one of these moments that, based off of my personality and, you know, the quirks that I have and the way, like, I understand people and understand myself, this is one of these moments that I really struggle with. Because you're faced with mostly, like, a couple options. You know, someone complains about something and they tell you, oh, there's just this thing. And my first reaction is, well, we can fix that.
Yeah.
That's an easy fix, you know?
Yeah.
And let's make you happy. Let's just put the stuff up. Or why don't you do this, you know?
I put everything away.
I know.
Get it all
See,
out again.
Or the second option is to go, yeah, I get you. I understand. And you listen and you empathize. And that's my big crux a lot of times is
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say so many times I instantly go to like the non-empathy thing and I'm like, wait. This is a problem. Let's fix it. Or, yeah. Oh, wait, why didn't you just do that? Or why don't we do this? Wait, I don't understand this. Why is this a problem? You know, instead of just like listening and being like, yeah.
There is a third option.
Oh, what's the third option?
You look at it and you're like, yeah, it is crap. You should have done better. And I'll be like, word.
Yeah. See, again, I get that's empathizing with you and understanding. Be like, yep. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That tree sucks.
It does suck.
You know, and see... It's just tough sometimes. Now, I'm looking at this tree, and for those who aren't watching, which is no one because we're not actually broadcasting this anywhere.
This is true.
So what we have
put that on video.
Is we have a tree, and we have the skirt of the tree. Let's start with the skirt of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
There are no presents under the tree, which always makes the skirt of the tree look quite bare.
Presents don't get put out until the night before.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, that's a question for all of you. When do you start putting presents
that's
under
true.
The tree? You know, now as you go up the tree, we have just two or is it two strands of lights? I can't tell if it's the same. Like,
no,
it's two strands of lights. So there's one strand of little green lights,
and then we've got
yellow lights, and then we have some bulb lights.
Mm-hmm.
The red bulb lights.
The bulb lights actually were part of the candy cane. Theme because
I see.
If you see the ones that aren't on.
I
are
do
the
see
actual,
the ones. Yeah, I was looking and
white.
I just see clear orbs
mm-hmm.
that I was like, are those are they turned off?
Yep.
So yeah, they're
not
turned off.
Them in. I didn't
so
want them
Jason
plugged in.
Has a set of lights on his tree.
Yeah.
That are purposely not plugged in.
Yeah.
And then what does he have? He has one what do you call
one,
those things?
One thing of garland. Actually, it's two things of garland.
Two things
one
of garland,
it,
yeah. So yeah. Just one giant strand, like two, you know, two strands making one big swirl around the tree. There's no ornament. Oh, we do have one star. There's a red star on top.
Yeah.
We have no ornaments.
It's my crappiest tree.
We have
topper
no candy
too.
Canes. We have no popcorn.
Really put candy canes on the tree.
We have no popcorn. No doves. We got
popcorn on
there's
the
no
tree.
Pickles.
Pickles. What do you are you hungry right now? Who
no,
puts
no, no.
pickles on a tree?
Okay. Now people do put popcorn or cranberries.
Well, yeah, no, I know that one.
Popcorn,
but pickles.
Cranberries. Now pickles is there's a tradition which I am now a part of since I am part of the Lukasiak family. What? Is they put one they hide a pickle. They don't do a real pickle. They do a toy pickle. But it's whoever finds that first gets an extra present. And there's just an extra present that day to whoever finds it. Because, you know, a green item kind of blends right into a tree. Now, actually did this. In the past, they did this with actual real pickles. They'd actually put a pickle in the tree.
It's just the saying in my head won't go away of hide the pickle. And so...
Jason, are you having a breakdown?
Well, I mean, you know the kind of euphemism behind the pickle give me. So that's, when you said that, I was just like, oh no, it's over. It's
okay. So Jason has left. Anyway,
I may have to institute that because that's some fun stuff. Hide the pickle.
You've got to finish the sentence, Jason. You got to say in the tree.
More, it's
you
got to
finish the sentence.
Leave it
if you're just saying hide the pickle everywhere, people are going to start turning heads.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Jason. So
that's
anyway,
awesome.
So
I'll tell you what,
whoever,
thank you for this.
Yeah, whoever finds the pickle that's in the tree gets an extra present.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
And it actually was like traditionally, like back in the day, they'd actually use real pickles. So they actually use a real pickle and put it in. And so
find it before it spoils, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so that's it. But yeah, your tree is definitely it's
crap. It's fine. You can see it. I'm not offended at people.
Yo,
if I create something people don't like it, that's cool.
It's a tree.
It's garbage.
It's not garbage.
I'll see if the boy wants to help me throw ornaments on it, but I don't know. It was just like I was set to decorate it, and he was gonna be here, and then he wanted to hang out with his stepbrother, so I let him stay there.
I think for me,
so I lost my spirit.
I think for me, the garland actually adds less once you add it. I think if you took away
the garland,
the tree would look better. But the garland implies that there was more effort. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where like, oh, they
should
tried
have less effort.
You know what I mean? Where like, oh, they tried.
They tried. It still
sucks. Oh man. But if you try, if someone who just like puts up something smaller, like, that's cute. It goes from being cute to, oh, they tried.
They tried and they're just not very good.
You know what I mean? You go from being minimalistic and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Well, one or two things is going to happen. The garland's going to come off or the ornaments are going to go on. And if the boy doesn't want to do ornaments, then the garland's coming off. The mantle's set up nicely, though. I mean, I got my mantle set up.
Yeah, the mantle's good. The mantle's good.
Got the little Santa things that sits there, and I've got my the cheesy 60s Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie with the cross-eyed Bernie Sanders-haired abominable snowman. I got one of those things over there. I got a couple of nutcrackers, you know.
Yeah.
The stockings are hung by the non-chimney with care.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, there it is, my crap tree, which, I mean, I usually take quite a bit of time and effort into decorating it and coming up with a theme. And like I said, just got distracted this year and I realized, oh my gosh, it's Thanksgiving. I haven't put up my tree.
Oh my gosh. And you know what you should have said? this year, you should have said the theme was Forky.
Oh.
Which is?
Yeah.
Trash.
That's right.
Here's
my Forky Christmas tree.
Forky Christmas tree.
Careful how you say that, folks.
Trash?
Yeah.
Trash? Yeah, so that's his tree. Yeah, I think...
I mean, we could take a picture of him and put it on Instagram so that
folks can
see just how crappy it is.
We'll do that. You guys can review Jason's tree.
Bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
This is bottom rung decorating. If I had a picture of the candy cane one for comparison, it would be like, dude, what happened? Because that one came out really well. I was very happy with that. I mean, it even had a good diagonal stripe, which actually was a lot harder to do than you would think.
Doing the garland?
No, doing the Christmas lights in the diagonal pattern. Yeah. So I ended up, it took a couple trial and errors for me to figure that one out as far as the right way to do it so that it actually looked like stripes and a diagonal pattern instead of just sort of a lopsided tree. But once I got it, I was very happy with it. So now, what have you been up to?
Well, I'm just going to say, I think your tree right now, if we're going to roast this, I think your tree makes Charlie Brown's Christmas tree look like, you know, Rockefeller Center.
You know what? After his friends got their hands on it and miraculously added pine needles and limbs, his tree looked pretty darn good.
No, I'm saying before.
Yeah.
Before.
No, I agree. I agree. Charlie Brown's tree before was better than mine.
So maybe you just need Charlie Brown's.
He put his heart into it.
Yeah,
there was no
heart. Maybe you just need Charlie Brown's, you know, optimistic outlook.
Maybe if I'd watched that while I was decorating. Instead, I was watching Captain America, like the first one. I hadn't seen it in years.
Wait, did you watch that on Prime Video?
No, I watched that on Disney Plus.
Oh, because that's one of the things that Prime Video was like, hey, we got this. I'm like, okay, guys, that's cute. That's
no,
real
I
cute.
Disney
you
Plus.
got an Avenger?
I've kind of been watching the Marvel movies in chronological order.
Gotcha.
So,
and you're just going to skip over Thor 2, I'm guessing?
No, I watched it.
Ooh.
I know. Ugh. It wasn't, you know what? It wasn't as bad as I remembered it being. It wasn't great, but it wasn't as bad.
Well, I guess you should watch it because Natalie Portman is going to get a reprisal.
Yes, she's going to be in the
next one. And she's
going to
be...
Love and Thunder.
Yup. Yay.
I'm looking forward to it because I loved Ragnarok. It was
now,
probably one
know,
of my favorite
I love Thor. I love Ragnarok. But I thought that Natalie Portman in it, in that second one, was reminiscent of her brilliant acting in the prequels.
Well,
the Star Wars prequels.
She was... You realize... You know why all that happened, right? And why she wasn't in... So Patty Jenkins was originally supposed to direct Thor the Dark World.
Okay.
And she was replaced, and Natalie Portman was really upset. And so she's kind of like phoned it in on...
Gosh.
Yeah.
Is there...
Because in the first one, she was really
good. I know.
Good.
She was fine.
So she's apparently...
I loved her in V for Vendetta. I like her in Friends with Benefits. I like Natalie Portman. But
she's
man,
good actress.
When she phones it in, she... Phones it in.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so
she was
just
displeased and unhappy. So, but
guess
contractually
Love and Thunder,
obligated, right?
Yeah. I guess Love and Thunder, she'll be, you know,
she wants to
be
it
back.
Again.
She'll be back at it.
There's a difference between a good actor, actress wanting just to do a role and being forced to do a role in their performance. So.
All I really wanted was as Guardians of the Galaxy. That just sounds good because that's where they leave you, you know, like Thor's with the Guardians of the Galaxy. And then they just, you know, have as Guardians of the Galaxy. For, you know, 3, 6, 9, 12 movies, and I'm fine with it. Yeah, at that point,
I don't know, 12.
You know it could go that long, because Fast and the Furious is still putting out movies.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's Hobbs and Shaw, but they're still putting out movies, and I hear people talking about those and how good it is, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it just shows you that if you get an audience and they, even if they dwindle, as long as you can keep a big portion of them, you can still do it. And, man, I know Disney... And Disney loves cash.
This is true.
And so they're like, oh, hey, this is an easy idea. I'm just surprised they didn't do it.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, for all we know, they may still want to try and do that.
That's true.
But I don't know. After Thor, Love and Thunder, I think that's what it's called, Love and Thunder, something like that. I don't know if they're planning to do any more with Thor, because I don't know how much longer Chris Hemsworth's contract runs on that. I mean, that's one of the reasons
how long his abs will hold up.
Right.
Dude, that dude is huge.
Yeah, he's pretty yoked.
He's a giant.
He is. But I think the whole concept of Love and Thunder is supposedly him passing the mantle on to Jane and her becoming the new Thor.
Yeah, that's
I'd heard something about that might be the storyline. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll
I don't know either, you know.
We'll see next year, I think, is when it comes out, right? Is it 2020 or 2021?
I don't know. No, it's probably next year. It's probably next year because, you know, they didn't really do, you know, they had their big thing this year and then they don't have really much coming up, you know, so probably.
I think it's supposed to be this next year.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. I don't follow that super, super close. I just wait until I start seeing trailers. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is, you know.
I'm just waiting for, you know, the Deadpool Wolverine movie with Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds.
It's just not going to happen. It's going to happen. It's unfortunate because it would be a lot of fun. Hugh Jackman doesn't want to do any more Wolverine.
It's got to happen.
He doesn't want to do it.
What about just Hugh Jackman and Deadpool? It's just Hugh Jackman. Well,
you know what? They need to do a cameo of him walking in.
It's a movie where Deadpool kidnaps Hugh Jackman and makes him do a reprisal of Wolverine, where he's like,
"That would be great.
I don't want to do this, mate." Yeah. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like he's not into it. He doesn't want to do Wolverine anymore. Yeah. And Deadpool actually makes him like, dude, that would be a great short film.
He kidnaps him.
Gosh. And then the big, like,
I'm surprised Ryan Reynolds hasn't already thought of trying to do that.
And then the actual, like, the big crazy twist is that at the end, it actually is Wolverine.
Wolverine playing Hugh Jackman, right?
Yeah. He gets super meta with it.
No,
he actually is Wolverine, and he at the end, like, actually just, like, cuts apart Wade and leaves, you know? Gosh, that'd be a great movie. I'd watch that.
I would love to see a Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Deadpool, Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
You know, and that would be so much fun. But I know, I mean, Hugh Jackman's done how many movies as Wolverine? I know that after Logan, he was like, not after Logan. Well, was Logan,
Logan was his last one as Wolverine.
Was it the last one?
Yes.
I felt like there was one more, like Days of Future Past or something like that, that was after Logan. I don't remember. All I know is I know that he's like, nah, I'm done, man.
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't see the latest X-Men movie, whatever it was. It wasn't Days of Future Past.
No, that was Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix, yeah. Was he in Dark Phoenix? Because I didn't see Dark Phoenix.
I don't remember him.
And if he wasn't...
Dark Phoenix was really disappointing.
I feel like almost every X-Men movie is really disappointing.
A certain degree, some of them.
You know what I mean? Most of them, like...
Days of Future Past was enjoyable. I liked that one.
You know, the original X-Men, great movie. Mm-hmm. You know, it just opened
X2
up.
X2 was good.
You know, as far
X3,
as much...
not so much.
As much flack as, you know, Spider-Man 3 and X3 get, Tobey Maguire and X-Men just launched a giant, like, you know, a giant, a big, like, uproar for movies like that. Mm-hmm. For the common people, like for just the public. And all of a sudden, you know, after the X-Men trilogy and the Spider-Man trilogy, we had so many more things start.
Yep.
And then we got Iron Man, you know, and then after Iron Man, then we got the rest of the Avengers, you know. So they really launched this big Marvel thing onto the big movie screen. And I know they did, you know, Marvel movies or superhero movies, but there were none that were like as big as a hit except for like Superman.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the first Iron Man was just so good. And just recently rewatching that one, I was like, man, I see why this kicked off the whole MCU, because it really was
great.
It was a really great job. You know, Robert Downey Jr. did a really good job of playing that, you know, narcissistic, overbearing Tony Stark character, as he continued to do. But I mean, that was your first chance to see, you know, this character and his playing of it. And it was just, you know, you watch the whole thing, it's like, okay, this is... I see why this kicked it off.
Yeah.
Anything else you've been watching?
I mean, we
trashed my tree, which is deserved.
You know, I haven't watched anything of note enough to add to this episode, and we already have a brilliant trashing.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of MCU speculation, and I think that's enough for everyone.
You want to set my tree on fire now?
Well, no. Isn't it plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's not do that. Anyway, PSA, everyone. Don't light your plastic on fire.
Fair enough. It deserves to be set on fire.
Nah. You're a good tree.
Nah,
you're a good tree.
You're a crap tree this
year,
but that's
good
my
tree.
Fault. That's not yours, tree.
Exactly.
You have no responsibility
It's not its fault. It's a good tree. There's just the person who decided to decorate you this year had no heart in it.
No.
None.
No, it really didn't. I was pretty like, well, I need to get it up because this is the first time.
So you're not Scrooge. You're the Grinch. Your heart's too small.
Yeah, my heart's too small this year.
Yeah, that's
it. Actually, it just distracted is really what it was. Like, I mean, I wasn't even thinking about it. And I go to my parents at Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh my gosh, I hadn't even set up my tree yet. And I'm usually like, before Thanksgiving, my tree is up, you know? I'm that idiot that likes to sing Christmas carols in the summer just to bug people. And then, you know, as soon as it's time to start celebrating Christmas, I'm all over it. And I've just been stuff going on, just kind of got distracted. And then when it was time to set it up, you know, Caleb wasn't here to set it up with me. And so it was just kind of like, yeah, Grinchy-ish.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. Maybe maybe someday you'll actually put some ornaments on this.
Not this
make
year.
Make it look nice.
Not this year.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm going to knock it out of the park. I'm going to do a non-traditional color scheme. I'm going to get the ornaments to go with it. I might include purple lighting in it, that kind of stuff. We'll see. But,
All right.
That's next year.
Yeah. Now, as always, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jason. We got you back. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, there are a number of ways you can do it. You can hit us up on Twitter at @the_PGPod. It's our new Twitter account. On Instagram at @RenoGuidancePodcast, all together, lowercase, no spaces or anything like that. Or you can email us at pgpconnection@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you and to many more episodes. Remember, we got you back. The Parental Guidance Podcast is a creation of Silver Badger Productions. If you would like more information, go to www.silverbadgerproductions.com or on Twitter at @SilverBadgerPro.